case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What happened with I went
and talked to my therapist, and she made me rethink my relationship with Pottery Guy. Listen to this. So I went and saw her, and I was telling her, and I said, when's the last time I saw you? Because normally I'll go like, every 3 weeks, maybe once a month. She's like, I haven't seen you since July 2nd. I go, excuse me.
Whoa.
I was like, there's no way I haven't been here in 2 months. Wow. But I was just having trouble getting in. And it was summer. So I'm like, oh, well, what was the last thing I told you? And she's like, well, let me read my notes. Okay, you had one guy, and then you had another guy. And I'm like, okay, stop right there. We're way past that. There's one guy.
the one and only.
She was so funny reading her notes. There was this guy. And she's like, and a guy you weren't into.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you write everything down?
Yeah.
So I said, well, now I'm just dating Pottery Guy. And she's like, well, who the hell's Pottery Guy? And I'm like, oh, let me fill you in.
Quick question about therapy. Is your therapist taking notes during the session?
Yeah, not the whole time, but in and out. Like,
okay.
And then
they'll make little notes so they can recall it.
I'm pretty sure she writes a lot when I leave.
That's
like,
right.
She'll recap after I leave, like, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Not that you realize,
she's
out of curiosity.
She doesn't really type as I'm talking to her.
Okay.
We just hold our coffee and chit-chat. Okay. You know what I mean?
I'm just curious.
So I was telling her about him, and I said I met this guy on Tinder, and now he's the only guy, and I like him a lot. But, you know, here's the deal. We took this love language quiz on the air, and it said that my love language was gifts. And she goes, huh? And I go, that's what I said. I go, I feel like I could care less about, you know, like the gifts. How did I end up with gifts? And she goes, I want you to retake it. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, I think you should retake it. And I said, is it because he always gets me gifts that I'm clicking I like the gifts in the quiz? Like, it's almost a subconscious thing, because it'll ask you questions like, would you prefer your significant other to buy you a gift or to say something nice? Well, I'm thinking about, well, he just bought me a gift and I like that, so I'm gonna click buy me a gift.
Right.
Really, it might just be say something nice that day.
Yeah.
So I went in, retook it. Totally different answers.
Really?
Gifts was on the bottom. And of course, number one, do you have any guesses on what number one came up?
What were the five languages again?
So it was affirmation.
Uh-huh.
I got to pull up these pictures.
Personal
gifts,
touch.
Touch, yes. Sorry, I got to get the exact results up. I got too many different pages here.
All right, I got it. I
can't remember them all. What am I forgetting here?
It was physical touch.
Yep.
Damn it!
I know.
Why isn't mine working?
Damn it isn't one of the options.
It is not.
I'm trying to... I got too many things going on here. What did I do with it? The point is this. I retook it, and my love language is not gifts. And now I feel like I need to reevaluate my whole freaking life. Because you know what was number one?
What?
What?
Words of affirmation.
Oh,
not even close. Like, killed, blew everything out of the water.
There's words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch.
Yeah.
Those are the five.
So receiving gifts was not my love language. It is words of affirmation. Like, I need to hear him say X, Y, Z. And then that came to a head on Sunday when I didn't hear from him for like 4 hours. Actually, six.
6 hours.
Yeah, the exact countdown. It was 6 hours, 23 minutes, and 45 seconds.
6 hours,
right?
4 minutes, 32 seconds.
So,
and he finally texts me, and he's like, what's up? I'm like, I don't know. You tell me. He's like, well, you can text me. I go, nah, it's not the way this works. He's like, what do you mean? I go, you want a woman, you'll find her, right? You want a woman, you'll go get her. I'm not chasing your ass. You want to talk to me on a Sunday, you come find me. And he's like, okay, well, I think you're taking it too personally. I go, did you not know words of affirmation is my number one?
Number one.
And you can't leave me hanging for 6 hours? Screw the gifts. Send me a, I'm thinking of you, text and move on with your life.
Who was the last person to text after 6 hours, when the 6 hours, who was the last person to send a message?
Before? Oh, I don't know. I mean,
was
it's not
you?
Like I was sitting at home alone. Oh, I think it was me, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was nothing bad. No, we didn't get like to a fight.
Oh,
but I'm also
gonna
not
give the guy a complex. Like, Jesus, 6 hours. I was doing something. I was living my life.
Six
I'm sorry.
6 hours is nothing to not text. Well, first of all, you text your significant other all day, and you've been married how long? So I don't think that's
almost 10 years,
completely out of line what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And second of all, to be quite honest with you, I can go 6 hours without texting the dude, but don't go from texting me every 20 seconds and then to nothing for 6 hours. This is when you start to get comfortable in relationships and people start getting insecure and da 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 da.
And within that 6 hours, you're probably consciously or subconsciously checking your phone every 5 to 10 minutes,
well,
going, maybe
not
I missed
that excessively,
well, you know what I mean.
But yes.
You know what I mean.
But then do you want to know the funny part about it? When I finally said something, because, you know, I'll say something. I communicate. I'm not going to sit there and not say anything like chicks and then bring it up 3 days later. You didn't text me for 6 hours on Sunday. No, I got it right out. And then I said, what's your... And he's like, you know how busy I am? Do you know what I did today? I did this and this. And I go, uh-huh, and what else? And so he starts venting. And I go, and what else? And he starts venting some more. I go, oh, I see. You're pissed off. You're having a bad day. You just need to vent, but you're a dude and you're not venting. So do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once he vented on a text and went off and off and off about his day, then he was like the sweetest, back to the most like nice text me. I'm telling you.
It's
so
like
when
anything
women
with your...
take it personally, it's not about you, is my point.
It's about them.
It's about them having a bad day.
Doom, doom, doom,
so, yeah.
Doom.
I need lots of words of affirmation. Come on,
but
tell me.
You're still good, right?
Yes, we're fine.
No, you're better than fine.
Oh,
you're great.
God, we were
you're
always
great,
fine.
And you're beautiful, and you're wonderful. I'm giving you the words you need.
We were always fine.
You're funny
of
sometimes,
course.
Too.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.